Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, I'm going to be talking to Mike Matthews. Mike's dad's name was Marks Matthews, and he owned and operated the local Sleepyhead House, which was located here on Main Street in Nicholasville. We'll be right back to talk to Mike about his dad and that business after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you here on this Saturday morning as we continue remembering things and people and places and all kinds of stuff about Jessamine County. With me today is a fella who is from here, and his dad used to be in business here a long time ago. Well, I don't guess it's been a long time ago. Mike, how long has it been since Sleepyhead House was open in our county? Do you know?
Well, it opened in 1959, but he closed it in right around 78.
Okay. Well, your dad's name was Marks Matthews, and he ran the Sleepyhead House here in town and sold a lot of furniture and things like that. And I want to tell people so they can get an idea of where it is. If you know where the circuit clerk's office is, mm-hmm. where you get your driver's license, that's 107 North Main. And right there in that place, it's not that building because the old building was razed and they built back. But in that location was where Sleepyhead House was located. Now, you said that was in the 50s. I know prior, back in the early 40s, the Kroger store was there before it moved down across next to Farmers Bank. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was there between that time and Sleepyhead House. You said that was in 59?
Right.
But anyway, that's where it was located. And did your dad open that store originally?
Right. He opened the store. What it is, he was the manager. Mr. Hagler and Mr. Stagg, they had the Sleepyhead House up in Lexington. Mm-hmm. They wanted to open up a branch store.
Yeah.
So they got Dad to be the manager, and so they opened one down here. And then as Mr. Hag and Mr. Stagler passed away, Dad bought out their interest and became the sole owner of the one here in town.
Now, how did they know about him to start with? Did he work for them up there?
Dad worked for a mattress manufacturer, and of course in Lexington there used to be the old Southern Comfort mattress people, and so that's where they had met. And then when they were talked about opening up a store, then that's how Dad got involved
and they came down here.
Let's
backtrack a little bit about your dad. Start with where he was born, where he was from, and how was he a native?
No, he was born up in Martins Ferry, Ohio.
And how did he make it to Nicholasville, Kentucky?
Just by the way.
Just like you said.
Just with that mattress manufacturer, they traveled.
Okay.
And just by word of mouth, and then him and Mom ended up here in Nicholasville.
Now, where's your mom from?
Mom is from Martins Ferry, Ohio.
Oh, so they knew each other up there. Yes. Were they married up there?
They were married in Tyler, Texas.
Really? How did that happen?
Again, with Dad's traveling. Just in traveling, yeah.
So he was with this type of company, betting or so or whatever, for all his life.
Right.
Now, when did you come along? Were they were already here.
They were already here. And, of course, I was born in 1960.
Okay. So, well, the year after he started Sleepyhead. You have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister, Kathy.
Yeah, and she is where?
Now, she still lives in the family house over on Willow Drive, yeah.
Well, a lot of people might remember buying things from your dad. What was it, mainly bedding as far as mattresses and things like that?
Oh, no, we carried everything, bedroom furniture, dining room, sofas, ringer washers, linoleum, even for a while, radios.
Really?
And stereos.
You know what's interesting about Nicholasville back then, and I'm going to go back in the 50s and 60s and even the 70s, is it's amazing to me how many businesses there were on Main Street that kind of sold the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually you were talking about appliances and things. You had there, you had the old Watts appliance. Mm-hmm. You had Kenneth Witt down here selling TVs and things like that. Right. You had Von Groningen Hardware. You had J.C. Bourne Hardware. I mean, there was a lot of places, and they all stayed in business.
Yeah.
And back then, the city limits of Nicholasville, you know, I can remember the 1970 census sign saying, what, 4,500 people?
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing to me how that many businesses stayed in business.
Right.
With as small as we were. The only thing I can figure out is, one, you didn't just run to Lexington anytime you wanted something back then.
Right. Everybody stayed.
You stayed here.
You came to town.
Yeah. And the other thing, and you're involved in this right now, is you didn't have your big stores like your Walmart, your Lowe's, where you're employed, and things like that. I mean, that you did, they just didn't exist.
Right, right. I hadn't even thought of it.
Yeah. So I guess that's how it was. Yeah.
Well, you know, remember there's Ben Franklin.
Right.
Hobbs House.
Right.
Of course, Western Auto was on the corner.
Yeah.
S&T, and they were like the sporting goods.
Uh-huh. There was everything. And then you had Pressman's Department Store that was across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Just still amazing to me how they all could do it. Your dad evidently liked the business. He stayed in it for his life.
For years, yes.
Yeah.
When he closed the business in 79, then he went on the road selling furniture for Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a company that made sofas.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he traveled all around Kentucky to different furniture dealers and selling furniture.
How come him to close the store?
Just in that time in 73, the housing industrial had a big crash.
Yeah.
And it just, the single businessman at that time, it was a hardship.
Yeah.
Because people then wasn't buying houses. Interest rates were sky high.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got to be a slow time in that particular type of market.
You grew up in that store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you were anything like my dad back when you're talking about the time you're talking about, my dad at that time was a part owner of Faulkner & Vane up on Maple Street. And if you were anything like my brother and I, you probably just ran around the place and got in the way more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
But that was okay. That was kind of your second home, so to speak. Did your mom work there with him?
No. But Dad hated to see us come in.
Oh, really?
You're right, because anything that Mom saw in the store, she wanted at the house. You know, when me and my sister would come in, if anybody remembers, there was a large staircase
mm-hmm.
right to the left side of the building. About 25, 30 steps went up to the second floor. And me and my sister would grab yardsticks, and we'd go to the top step and send the yardsticks down.
Wow.
You know, and of course, they'd clank each time
right.
they'd hit a set because they were wooden steps.
Right.
You know, and it just drive Dad crazy. So, you know, he didn't appreciate it when we'd come in. When he would display sofas, he would have the sofas back to back, and it made like a little tent.
Yeah.
And so me and my sister would crawl in there, and as people would walk by, we would peek out and say boo.
Jump out.
Yeah,
and
scare the customers. Yeah, so.
That's part of being a kid.
Part of being a kid.
And that, and we talk about this a lot on this program, that right there, that's a memory you'll always have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as simple as it was back then, crawling mm-hmm. underneath two couches, it's something that you'll never forget and will always treasure.
Yeah, it was a playground down there.
Yeah.
We had fun. Up on the second floor, he had carpets that were rolled up, 9x12s, size like that, and they would be in shape of a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we would climb up on the top one and slide down like a sliding board. We could find anything to get into down there.
Now, he owned the store. Was he the only one work there? Did he have anybody that...
No, he had a secretary, Lorena McCoy. Mr. Aldridge was there. He did like the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Benny Baker was one of the delivery guys. As I got older, I was a delivery guy. Mm-hmm. So I went out on the truck and mm-hmm. delivered furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got my first job.
Yeah.
Was there. And my first job was sweeping the sidewalk every morning.
What about
so get out there with a broom and sweep those cracks in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And there wasn't supposed to be a speck of dust anywhere on that sidewalk.
And you don't see that anymore.
No. No,
you know, when you mentioned that, the first thing that came to my mind was Andy Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
And within those episodes where you saw the shop owners come outside, first thing, as you said, to sweep the sidewalk before business started.
Yeah.
It was
a big community.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knew, waved to one of people across the street, you know.
Right.
Helped out everybody, you know, especially when we'd have the wooden nickel days.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would turn out for that. It was fun times.
Give us some more memories of Sleepyhead House. Do you have anything there that you can share with us?
Well, one thing, of course, with Dad's delivery truck was red.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, also the ones up in Lexington. But when Dad became owner, he changed the logo on the truck. Now, the one in Lexington's logo was where you don't mind paying a little less.
Okay.
And our logo down here is where we work hard so you may sleep.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then on the side of the truck where Sleepyhead House, where the letter H was, there was a little picture
mm-hmm.
of a boy
mm-hmm.
resting his head on a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in Lexington had a blonde-headed boy.
Yeah.
Well, our truck had a brown-headed boy, and that was for my sister, Kathy, because she
really?
Had brown hair.
And that's something probably people didn't know.
People didn't know.
Yeah, that's just something you come up with.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that we don't have those kind of stores anymore around here, the local and the down. And I guess the big box stores just kind of eventually got to them, and mm-hmm. they can buy a whole lot cheaper and sell a whole lot cheaper. And,
right.
But the product, I don't know that it's sometimes any better, but it's sad that you don't have that. Because I can even remember as a child walking down the street and pretty much knowing everybody I saw.
Right.
You know, anybody.
And, oh, yeah.
And the store owners. When did we lose Marks?
He passed away in 84.
Yeah. He was young.
Yeah. 44.
44.
Yeah.
That was it. Can we ask what happened?
He had cancer.
44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's really young to me.
Yeah.
As it is to you. There's a question I ask on these programs, and I'll ask you. If you had to describe your dad in one word, what would it be?
Dad, I could always remember just being tall, because Dad was 6'6". And
wow.
Everybody had to look up at him. So
yeah.
He
was big.
He was tall, yeah. And very generous. One thing he didn't want to let anybody know is our church, Nicholasville Christian Church, mm-hmm. always had a rummage sale
mm-hmm.
in the fall. The whole parking lot. People would bring things mm-hmm. in, you know, donate to sell for the church to
right.
raise money.
Right.
Well, what Dad would do, he would go through his thrift store. And back in the day, you could have a thrift store. You could sell used furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that today.
Right.
But he would go through and pick out furniture and take up there to the rummage sale.
Yeah.
But wanted to be anonymous. Didn't want anybody to know that he did that.
Yeah.
You know, but tried to help out the community what he could.
Was he involved in civic groups?
Yes, he was with the Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
He was the president
mm-hmm.
one year. And, of course, they did a lot of things for the community.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Still do.
Wonder what he would think if he could, you know, and he died in, what did you say, 84?
84.
You know, mm-hmm. we're 30 years out now. Hard mm-hmm. to believe it's 30 years, 32. Wonder what he'd think if he could see downtown.
Oh, probably wonder where everything went.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember when I was a boy coming down, I'd ride my bicycle down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to Ben Franklin to
right.
go get a toy
right.
or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
The people here at the courthouse, the farmers, they would come and whittle.
On that front wall.
On the corner.
Yeah, on the corner there.
You know.
Under that big tree that used to sit there. Yeah.
You know, you just don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
Know? I remember one time they would bring the pigs from the slaughterhouse down Main Street on the back of a pickup truck and
mm-hmm.
take them over to the ice factory,
mm-hmm.
which is now where Central Bank is.
Right in that parking lot back there behind the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
The locker plant, I guess it was called, ice plant, yeah. Yeah, you know, there's so many things that... You have children?
We've got two kids, yes.
How old are they?
Hannah's 16 and Will's 10.
Okay, so I've got kids about your age. I've got three, but one of mine is 17 and the other is 12, so they're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a clue.
No.
They don't have a clue, and we start talking about these things, and you take them places in town, and you say to them, well, that's where such and such used to be. You just mentioned the locker plant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first off, if I took my kids down through there and said that's where the locker plant was, they wouldn't know what I was talking about and probably wouldn't care. And, you know, I guess it's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cycle because when you and I were growing up, there was a lot of things that used to be here that weren't here then.
Yeah.
And it all cycles around.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we knew it, the way that a lot of people that are listening knew it. And every day, Mike, I think of another place and I'm like, well, I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just mentioned the locker plant. I hadn't thought about that in years.
Yeah. Well, come downtown and go to Yearwood's drugstore.
Yeah.
Get a cherry Coke.
Yeah.
Where can you go get a cherry Coke now?
Right.
Hemp pills.
Yeah.
That was the place in the afternoon mm-hmm. at
sure.
noon for lunch.
Yeah.
Go to the counter there, get a hamburger
right.
or their chicken salad.
You know. Of course, in the morning, you had to go to Ward's.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, Ward's definitely. Yeah. Man, I wish Ward's would come back.
Well, you know, Mr. Ward is still living. In fact, we had him on this program a while back, and he's to be 90, I think, too, or 93. He's a pretty spry fella, and we enjoyed talking to him. But those places are just such good memories, and the thing that I hate the most is that we don't have those to share with our children.
Right. Every time I drive through town, I'll tell kids, well, I remember when that was there. Or, matter of fact, the corner right down here where the parking lot is across from mm-hmm. Farmers Bank, mm-hmm. that used to be the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Dad rented that theater out for his warehouse. So I played in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got movie posters.
Really?
From there, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's just talk real quick about that whole block. Now, you know, when we told where Sleepyhead House was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hunter's Florist, I guess if you were looking at the front of Sleepyhead House, and again, folks, that's where you get your driver's license mm-hmm. now. To the left of that was Hunter's Florist.
Hunter's Florist, huh?
Now, the right of that.
That was Hobbs' house.
That was Hobbs. Because remember, we had two. We had a Hobbs and you had a Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of the same kind of store.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah. And then on the next to that, at that time, I guess, would have been Martin's, right?
Martin's was there, yes.
Martin's department store.
Right.
Across the street and underneath where we are sitting right now, I guess, would have been Pressman's.
Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, Dad had the same location. He moved across the street into here.
Oh, did he really?
Mm-hmm. Where we're sitting at now is where we stored mattresses.
So this is completely, it's different.
It's different.
But this is a building that you grew up in.
Well, in the later years.
Yeah.
Yeah. He moved over in early 70s.
Wow.
Over to here. Yeah.
So you were next to, let's see, on the south side, I guess at that time would have been Duncan's maybe?
Gosh.
Duncan's Menswear?
Right. The Menswear. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I forgot the name, but that's
yeah,
right.
Bobby yeah. Bobby Duncan. That was mm-hmm. prior to Logan's.
Right, exactly.
And on the other side of that would have been Yearwood's.
Yearwood's, yes.
But now let's go north. What would have been on the other side of your store?
On the other side, there was a little small diner.
Was it Country Kettle?
It wasn't Country Kettle. I'm trying to think. We called it the Greasy Spoon.
Yeah.
We always went in there every morning before we made deliveries to get a cup of coffee. I always got a piece of cornbread because they grilled it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a pancake.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was slathered in butter.
And, well, I'm trying to think. Would that have been – I know that no sandwich shop was up through here somewhere in the hole in the wall back when my dad grew up. And I don't remember – exactly what that now on down past that where the theater would have been mm-hmm. my first recollection or one of my recollections was Nixville Drugstore.
Right, it was Rexall.
Yeah,
because the Hugheses ran it, and then they moved across the street to where Martin's.
Right, isn't that funny how people moved around like that?
Just moved across the street.
Yeah, just moved across.
You had to move down the block or on the other side of town. You just moved across the street. You know,
that is funny. Well, your dad was I did not have the pleasure of knowing him, but from the people that I have talked to, and he has been a subject of our Facebook page, and we've had some pictures, and people have talked about him and how much they enjoyed being with him, and I know that you mentioned Miss McCoy. I think I remember her even being brought up in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Your dad helped a lot of people outfit their homes.
Yes.
And they got a good night's sleep mm-hmm. for the product that he sold. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people miss him. And the times, like the Sleepyhead House, and the times that went along with it,
mm-hmm.
they miss it. And I know you have to miss him also. And to leave us at 44 years old, that's just terribly,
very, very young.
Terribly young and terribly sad. But we do appreciate the fact that we had him when we did.
Mm-hmm. Tell you a story. He was talking about helping people out. There was a farmer that sold his farm, moved to town,
mm-hmm.
moved to a house right across from the Speedway here in town.
Yeah.
As he walked by the store one day, Dad had a round mattress.
Round?
Completely round. And this farmer just fell in love with that and said, I've got to have it.
A round mattress?
Round mattress. Never seen one since.
Did he have the frame to go with
it? There was a frame that went with it. Yeah. Yeah. And so we delivered it to this gentleman. Like I said, he just sold his farm, moved to town. That's the very first thing he bought.
A round mattress.
Round mattress. Jasmine Journal came, took a picture. I had the picture. I was trying to find it to bring to show it to, because nobody believes that a round mattress. Oh,
you know, the only time I think I've ever even thought or heard of that is an ad for some honeymoon hotel.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any more?
We had a display in this window right here in this building.
Right here, right below where we sit.
Yeah.
Did you ever have another one? Was that
the only one I can remember. I haven't. But when I talk about that, people just think that I've been taking some type of medicine or something, you know. So I've got the picture at home somewhere, but I put stuff up and I can't find it
anymore. That is amazing. A round mattress. Only in Nicholasville.
Only in
Or a big city.
Right, yeah.
or a big city. Well, Mike, we appreciate you coming in. Time is, believe it or not, has dwindled away. But we always appreciate people that can share with us the way it used to be. And your dad was a part of that community back then. A lot of people remember the Sleepyhead House and remember him. And we appreciate you coming and helping us to bring back his memory a little bit.
Oh, glad to do it. Brought back memories because I was making notes. And just like you see in the movies, you kind of go back in time.
Yeah, you do.
And you think of all the things.
You do.
So, but I would like to thank all the people that bought from us.
Oh, yeah.
All the years. I know my mom and dad and my sister, we all thank them for buying from us. You know?
Well, and you know, and I can identify with that because my dad, when he finally got into full-time art, and that's all he did, that and frame pictures. And I have people that still to this day, they'll say, you know, I bought this from him and I bought that from him and I had all my framing done. And my response is that I appreciate it because what you did helped feed me. And just like with you, you know, people buying those round mattresses and those radios and those carpets and linoleum, that was what raised you. Mm-hmm. And you do truly appreciate those people that continued to come in and be loyal customers because without them, it would have been a whole different lifestyle for both of us.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, no, Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
I want to thank Mike Matthews for coming in today and sharing information about his dad, Mark's, and the Sleepyhead House that used to sit here on Main Street in Nicholasville. We appreciate you tuning in every Saturday morning at 11. We hope you'll be back next week with us as we remember more people, places, and things of Jessamine County. All Things Jessamine brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.